In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. At the time Jesus was speaking, there was a certain group that were well known in the area. They were called the Stoics. And the Stoics held sway over somewhat of the popular opinion of that time. And they taught that God does not have feelings. And their reasoning was that if God had feelings, then we could hurt God by our actions. And if we could hurt him in some way, we might be more powerful than him. If we could make him happy, we would be more powerful than him, because the one who is able to cause the emotion is more powerful than the one who feels the emotion. So they believed that God did not have feelings. In today's gospel, however, we read that Jesus had compassion on the dead son's mother. Jesus had compassion. And this is an emotion. And it's important because it shows that God does have feelings. God loves. God has mercy. God has compassion. And the views of the Stoics were rejected by Christianity as it grew. Look at why Christ has compassion on this mother. She has lost her only son. Now that alone would cause grief, an emotional turmoil within her. But there's more to the story. You see, she's also a widow. She's lost her husband. We know that this was no longer a boy, this was a man. Likely he would have been working, supporting his mother. So she's lost her son, the one she loves, but she's also lost her livelihood, her means of support, because her husband is dead and she relies upon her son. And Christ looks at her and he looks at her son being carried on the bier. And he has compassion. And in those days, they did not use coffins. They would carry them on sometimes a wicker carrying mat or a plank of wood. They called it the bier. The gospel says he reached out and touched the bier, and those carrying it stopped. And Christ then speaks these words. He says, I say to you, arise. Young man, I say to you, arise. And what is important about the way that Christ has enunciated these words? This is different than everyone before him. The prophets, Elijah, rose a young boy from the dead. But when he did so, he invoked the Lord Almighty. So it was not Elijah who was raising from the dead, but it was God raising through his prophet. But in this verse, there is no intermediary. There's no one in between Jesus and that young man. And this is important. He says, I tell you, arise. He He doesn't pray to God, "God, please raise this man from the dead." He says, "I tell you, arise." In this, our Lord is saying, "I am God." Because only God can give life and take life in this way. Certainly, men can kill the body. Men can harm us. Stones can be thrown and crush us. But only God can destroy completely. Only God can restore life. And Christ says, "I say to you, arise." But here, the people who have witnessed this great miracle, Scripture says, they praise God and they call Christ a great prophet. Even though they have seen what Christ did, they still do not recognize. Their eyes still are not opened as to who this divine man really is. Today, brothers and sisters, as we read this encounter of Christ with the mother of the dead man, do we see Christ as God? Do we see him as fully divine? Do we see him as our Lord and Savior? Those are the questions that I think we must put to our heart. It is so easy to listen sometimes to the words of the world that say, Christ was a good man, he was a good teacher. Perhaps he was a prophet. But the foundation of Christianity is that we believe with all of our heart that he was God incarnate. He was fully man and fully divine. May our Lord help us to understand who he is and to come closer to him, that he may show us the way to the Father. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.